Imagine your life as a series of conversations. Every significant milestone, from job offers to marriage proposals to business deals, unfolded through dialogue. Even your existence began with a conversation and perhaps some good cologne. This isn't just philosophy. It's the foundation of Amy K. Futchins's revolutionary approach that has transformed thousands of relationships. The quality of your life directly reflects the quality of your conversations. Look around at your current circumstances, your relationships, career, finances, health. Each area's condition stems from thousands of conversations you've had or avoided having. The life you desire awaits on the other side of tough conversations you've been avoiding. That promotion? It requires discussing your value. The relationship improvement? It demands addressing uncomfortable topics. The boundaries you need? They must be verbalized clearly. When you master difficult conversations, you experience less frustration, greater confidence, and more meaningful relationships, creating what Hutchins calls a profitable life that extends beyond money to include time used wisely, increased energy, and deeper connections. Have you ever gotten exactly what you thought you wanted, only to feel unsatisfied? This happens when we chase surface wants while missing deeper needs, like the executive who bought a Spanish vacation home with kayaks and nightclub access, only to discover he truly craved connection and respect. We all experience competing desires, creating internal friction, wanting both career success and work-life balance, or autonomy and security. Our brains resist leaving comfort zones without certainty of improvement. The key is diving beneath superficial desires to discover what you truly seek. When relationships deteriorate, they often begin with small, unresolved disagreements that escalate into destructive power struggles. Only relationships where both people prioritize connection over power can truly thrive. Connection requires acknowledging that your partner is a separate person with their own wants and desires. This fundamental paradox, seeing someone as distinct while simultaneously building bridges, is essential for true understanding. Connection-focused partners contribute through their strengths without manipulation, while power seekers control to feed their ego. When disconnection occurs, identify the specific types you're experiencing and determine what you need to feel restored. The phrase, "that makes sense to me," has remarkable power to diffuse tension. You're acknowledging you understand their logic without necessarily agreeing. In any interaction, multiple conversations occur simultaneously. The external dialogue between participants plus each person's internal monologue. The most detrimental internal conversation is the ego hook, when someone asks, "What does this conversation say about me?" When an ego feels threatened, it seeks answers to three questions: Am I competent? Am I a good person? Am I still respected? Planning your conversation to avoid triggering someone's ego increases your chances of success. Everyone is the hero of their own mental movie. When you start a conversation, you're interrupting their movie with a scene from yours. Most of us begin focused on our own needs without considering the other person's mental state. We create stories about conflicts and interactions that we believe are fact but are often fiction. Instead of presenting your interpretation as absolute truth, use phrases like, "I have this story in my head," to create space for dialogue. This acknowledges your perspective might be incomplete and invites clarification rather than defensiveness. When someone says something perplexing, asking, "Help me understand, what's the thought behind that comment?" can clear up misunderstandings without accusations. When facing problematic behavior, prepare thoughtful questions that shift responsibility to the other person. For your own mistakes, keep responses brief. "My bad," or "I own this one." Apologize directly without defensiveness, but sometimes "thank you for your patience" works better than over-apologizing. The de-stink technique handles criticism effectively. Acknowledge their concern and emotion, then ask for help. For example, respond to, "You threw away lettuce again," with, "Throwing away lettuce frustrates me too. Will you help me?" This transforms criticism into collaboration. Timing is crucial. Speak when both parties are calm and avoid absolutes like, you're always distracted. If problematic behavior persists, establish clear boundaries and maintain them. Never draw lines you won't enforce. When dealing with complainers or gossips, ask, and you're sharing this information with me in the hope that I do what? This redirects responsibility rather than positioning you as their solution provider. While we can't control emotional reactions to triggers, we can pause and choose words that advance our goals. Humor, especially when self-deprecating or unifying, can be powerful. A regional president broke a tense salary negotiation with a timely joke. All I ask is for the chance to prove that lots of money can't make me happy. Everyone laughed, the conversation resumed, and he exceeded his target. To get what you want, make clear offers or requests without unnecessary apologies or excess words. After making your request, embrace silence. This creates space for others to consider options and process feelings. Drawing boundaries is essential. A fundamental boundary-setting phrase is simply, no, thank you, requiring no explanation or apology, just clarity. Before responding to requests, ask what you're saying yes to by saying no. Perhaps you're prioritizing family time, self-care, or maintaining professional value. Understanding the yes behind your no makes declining easier without guilt. Setting boundaries doesn't always require verbal refusal. Sometimes it's simply an internal awareness of your limits and unique needs. The what happens when question works magic when people don't recognize how their actions affect others. This repercussion question helps others draw their own conclusions about consequences they wish to avoid. It works effectively with complaining friends, with children instead of nagging, and in sales to highlight problems you'll solve. When directed at yourself, what happens when I show up late, or what happens when I don't prioritize self-care, these scenarios inspire action. Silence functions as an assumptive close, giving others space to realize that meeting your needs helps them meet theirs. Before difficult conversations, role-play scenarios by picturing them on a mental movie screen and playing devil's advocate. Unlike films, real life offers only one take. Your offers might include grace, ideas, or support. Requests might be for apologies, behavior changes, or deadline adjustments. Remember that rushing to fill silence with more explanation reduces your chances of success. Your wants sustain you, but can cause suffering or drive impact. Accept them without desperation. True fulfillment comes when your deepest needs are met. Don't let obsessive wanting steal your present moments or surface desires control you. Freedom emerges when you release attachment to outcomes. Be patient. Many seeds need time to grow before bearing fruit. To implement your strategy effectively, set clear boundaries by identifying negotiables and non-negotiables, create momentum through thoughtful offers and requests, and prepare thoroughly with key questions while anticipating various scenarios. Your life unfolds through conversations, and your potential expands when you transform difficult exchanges into profitable ones. The surest path to what you want begins with honoring your own voice. With practice, brilliant communication becomes natural, bringing you precisely what you desire. Your transformation starts with just one conversation. What will yours be?